In this video we'll briefly discuss almost all you need to know about famotidine. What it's used for, how it works, the dose and side effects, contraindications and some important advice to patients receiving it. Famotidine belongs to a category of drugs called H2 blockers. It inhibits histamine action on H2 receptors, which are found on the gastric parietal cells. And this action reduces the secretion of gastric acid. So it is used in the prevention and treatment of duodenal and gastric ulcers, heartburn, acid indigestion and gastroesophageal reflux disease, or known as GERD. It is also used for stress-induced ulcers, and ulcers induced by the use of non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. And also used in combination with amoxicillin and clarithromycin, in the treatment of Helicobacter pylori. Famotidine is known commercially as Pepcid. And there are many other trade names, so use the drug index of your country to know all of them. It is available as tablets in concentrations of 10, 20 and 40 milligrams. And also available as chewable tablets, and powder for oral suspension. And available as injection. The usual dose of famotidine is once or twice daily, at least either 30 minutes or 1 hour before meals. Or once a day at bedtime. It can also be used as an intravenous or intramuscular injection. Common side effects of famotidine include headache, nausea and vomiting, diarrhea or constipation. It is contraindicated in hepatic and renal dysfunction, because the drug can accumulate causing toxicity. So the dose must be monitored in case of kidney or liver diseases. Famotidine should be administered with caution to patients with a history of H2 blocker hypersensitivity. So, some advice to patients receiving famotidine. Avoid alcohol and smoking, as this may worsen the case. Don't take antacids at same time as drug. Separate administration by at least 1 hour. If you notice these symptoms, report them to your physician. Abdominal pain, nausea, vomiting. Change in color or consistency of stools. Black stools or coffee ground emesis. Generally avoid taking famotidine more than 2 weeks, unless symptoms persist, then ask your healthcare provider.